I am a good person because that is my nature. This is Thought for Today, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Thought for Today. I am a good person because that is my nature. What is your nature? Are you a good person because that's your nature too?
Yes.
Is everybody in the world a good person because that's their nature too?
Yes.
Are we creating a world filled with people whose nature is good?
Yes, it's very good.
It's interesting how our memory changes and how our ability to remember things changes. As we grow older, we sometimes forget things that people say and we hear different things that they say. And when you reach the age of 20,000 years, then, of course, you are even more sharp because you're not only listening to what people say, you're listening to what people think in their heart. And some people achieve that status a little earlier than 20,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some people achieve that status on birth. Some people achieve that status when they're young people. And some people achieve that status when they're mature. But everybody achieves that status when they're 20,000 years old or better.
Mm-hmm.
It just... you know, the way it happens and the way it comes about in our life. I'm a good person because that is my nature. It is our nature to be a good person in all things that we do. However, we have to be very careful because when we depend on our memory, when we depend on what we hear, sometimes we don't hear correctly. We don't hear exactly what's being said. We hear what we think we hear, and it isn't what was said, apparently. So this is something we have to be very aware of and very careful about. Always look at every person as you would like to create them to be. Always look at every person in a manner that is honest, and a manner that is joyous, in a manner that is friendly, in a manner that is cooperative, in a manner that is... what would you say? Untouched. Untouched. Now, in this world, we have been taught that we don't want to get caught with our ideas down. We don't want to get caught with our confidence down, with our belief down, with our awareness down. And so we always protect ourselves. We always say, what we do, we say things, and in the process, we don't hear ourselves saying things that are different than what we say. And so, we support ourselves, we back up ourselves, and we do everything to show that we have done what we said we have done, even when we didn't do what we said we did, even though we thought we did what we said we did, but we didn't do it. So, how do we start doing the things that we said we did and didn't do? How do we start living our life in a very positive, beautiful way without having to defend our bottom, you know? Well, when you're untouched, you do that. When you live a life that everything you do is just out in the open, everything you do is honest, everything you do is good, then you don't have to defend yourself. Because defending ourselves only takes place when we are afraid that someone's going to be unhappy with our decision or be unhappy with what we've done. It's like coming home with the car, and we get a scratch on the car. Now, if we know about it, that's okay. If we have a scratch on the car and we don't know about it, then and someone says, oh, you got a scratch on the car. Oh, really? Where? I didn't know about that. Must have been the parking lot or something like that. And you say, no, this isn't a parking lot scratch. This is a different type of scratch. And then you think, when did that happen? When I went over that bump and bounced? When I came close to another car? No, that's not where it was, the scratch. I wonder where it is. Well, the best thing to do is say, yes, I made the scratch. I haven't the biggest idea, don't remember it entirely, but I am so untouchable that if somebody says I made the scratch or the scratch appeared on the car when I had it, then I'm responsible for it. And so I stand up for it, and I feel good about myself. I don't feel like I'm defending myself. I don't feel like I'm trying to protect my bottom so that somebody doesn't find me in error. And when I do that, I feel very good. I feel very happy. I feel very humble. And I don't feel like I'm chasing rainbows that aren't there. In our life, we will have many opportunities to just play the game. Ah, there is a good word for it. Just play the game. I know when I'm giving lectures sometimes, I use illustrations that the group hasn't heard before. And I'll say, come on, play the game, play the game. But that didn't happen to me. That's not what I did. Play the game. Play the game. I'm saying play the game, and everybody knows I'm saying play the game when I'm asking to play the game, so they know that it's a game, and you may or may not have been involved in the game, but play the game. So that the illustration can run through to its final conclusion and be completed in what I wanted to do. But I find very few people who are self-confident enough, who are self-poised enough, self-sure enough, that they can play a game which puts them into a bad light. Hey, you kicked out the light when you came upstairs last night. I did? Okay. I don't remember doing it. I must have really been very sleepy. No, you were drunk as a skunk. But I only had orange juice or apple juice, you know, and get drunk on that stuff. I mean, that's pretty good. But, okay, what happened when the light got kicked out? You don't say, I didn't do it. I didn't. Don't blame me. Hey, what happened when I got kicked out? And they say, well, there's glass all over the staircase here. When you kicked the bulb or you kicked it and you didn't pick it up, you just left it there and you came on upstairs. And you know, we walk up and down those stairs barefoot. We walk up and down there in their stocking foot. And with that glass in the stair, that wasn't very nice. Well, I know my nature, and my nature is good. And if I had kicked it out and I was aware of it, I would have cleaned it up. Now, if I kicked it out and was not aware of it, well, how could I clean it up? I wasn't aware that I did it. But is it cleaned up now? Yeah, I cleaned it up. Well, okay, then that's good. But you see, the moment you try to defend yourself, say, I didn't do it, I could never do something like that, right away, people say, oh, you got something you feel guilty about, huh? Something you feel unsure of yourself about. Are you a good person? If you had done something stupid like that consciously, would you have cleaned it up? If you had done something like that unconsciously, but you were aware that you did it, you know, you were aware after the fact that it happened, would you clean it up? Sure. If you are asleep, walking, and you do it, are you aware of it? Yes, you are. In sleep, we're aware of everything that goes on. Do you think that your body is not being guided as you walk along the edge of the roof in your sleep? You know? Do you think your body's not being guided as you walk up and down stairs in your sleep? You're one of your conscious levels is awake, you know, and it's aware of what you're doing. Everything, we're always aware of everything we do, whether we are on drugs or whether we're on alcohol or whether we're on emotion of love, you know. And she's in love, you know, she doesn't even know she's walking by her house. Whatever the condition is in our life, we know. We always know. But we say we don't know because we want to keep our attention on what we think we know. We want to keep our attention on who we're thinking about, what we're loving, the being in love, or we want to keep the high. Why did you drink alcohol? Because you wanted the high. Then, if you start concentrating on it, the high goes away. And why do you want to drink black coffee after you drink alcohol? So that you can be back into normal again. No, you don't. You don't want to drink any black coffee. It's not your idea. Somebody else's. They think that'll help you to get back into shape again. But, hey, you drank the alcohol because you wanted the fuzz. You know, you wanted the high. If you don't want the high, don't drink the alcohol. Well, hey, that's part of the party. No, it isn't. Part of the party is when we are master of ourselves at all times. We are master of ourselves, and we train ourselves and teach ourselves to be aware that all that we're doing is good and very good, and that we're a good person. Now, is there something wrong with drinking alcohol? No. Is there something wrong with getting drunk? No. Is there something wrong with having this high through alcohol? No. Your body doesn't like it too much later on. It objects, you know. But the thing is, in and of itself, it's not wrong. What is wrong is that we don't take responsibility for what we're doing. We don't take responsibility for the fact that we are in charge. And this is the big thing that makes anything wrong. We are touchable. And when we are touchable, then we are in trouble. You see, when you recognize I am a good person, and you recognize you're a good person because that's your nature, then you just don't get yourself drunk. You don't get yourself on drugs. You don't. If you do, and you're a good person, and you realize that that's not where you want to be, then you instantly stop. But you have withdrawal, and you have this and that. No, you don't. You don't have any of those things. You only have those things if you want an excuse for getting off or for being responsible. And this is something that we should all really be very much aware of, and be very much aware that we don't need to have any withdrawals. We don't need to have any bad feelings if we want to stop something. If I want to stop hitting my hand with a hammer, I stop it. But that doesn't mean that the pain that I already inflicted on my hand from the hammer is instantly going to go away. It takes a little while. Maybe I have to go to the doctor and have them put the bones back together and a few other silly things, you know. But immediately you stop. Immediately you stop. And immediately you tell yourself, I have no withdrawal symptoms. You don't need them. You see, well, the body is. If you stop hitting your hand with a hammer, your hand's going to hurt, and your hand has to heal. And it's, that hurts terrible, you know. And it does. That's withdrawal pain. But what you do, you just relax, and you just be yourself, and let the normal process take care of itself, if you wish. You could instantly say, all is in divine order, and then it would be over with. But we're not taught that. We're taught that the broken leg takes 6 weeks to heal, you know. We're taught that a cold takes 1 week to go through it, you know, or longer. But it's whatever you're taught. So let's just recognize that I'm a good person, and that's my nature to be a good person, and if I have done anything that's not a good person, and I choose to stop doing that, then I can go back to being a good person again. But the thing is, I cannot go yo-yo back and forth. I have to decide if I'm going to not take drugs, I just stop. If I'm going to not take alcohol, I just stop. Herb, what do you know about that sort of stuff? I have worked with patients and people in that field for years. It's a common thing, and you will find the school of withdrawals and the school of non-withdrawals. Well, I'm of the school of non-withdrawals, and it works beautifully. You're a good person. Now, why? Because it's your nature. When? Now. Is there going to be any other time?
No.
Always tell the truth as best as you understand it. And if you have a clouded imagination about your truth, well, then that's so be that too. But the biggest and the baddest thing about truth is this. If you tell a story, and it's the truth, you usually tell it the same way every time. But if you tell a story and it is not the truth, the story changes every time you tell it. And all I want to do is say to all of you that I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. And I know exactly what you're doing when you're doing things. And when you tell me a story and then Another moment, you tell me another story. Another moment, you tell me another story. You don't even remember that you told me the other stories because you're making stories up as you go along. I remember. I have a good photographic memory. I remember all the stories you tell, and I think to myself, what are they trying to protect themselves from? Why, if they make a mistake, why don't they just say, I made a mistake, stupid, but I did, and that's it. Then it's it. So just remember, I will say this for you too. You are not stupid either. And you remember many of the stories that you tell, and many of them that are not true. And you pay the consequences in feeling insecure, in having sicknesses, in having confusion in your life, in having all the things. Every time, if you're ever fighting any issue in your life, you can be sure it's because at some point you have not stood up for the truth about yourself. I walk up and down these hills early in the morning, and I start puffing as I go up, and I think to myself, Herb, that's a joke. That's a joke. When you walk up this hill in the morning and you're singing, you don't feel... There you go. You forget that you're supposed to feel tired. When you walk up this hill in the morning and you're watching Rex because he's walking by himself and chasing here and there, and he's going in here and going in there, and you're thinking, I wonder what he's finding. You know, he sure is looking around. And by the time you get to the top of the hill, you're in normal breath and you don't realize that you're supposed to be puffing, you know? And we do that to ourselves. All we have to do is say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. But mostly we say, I'm a good person because that's my nature. And so are you, because that's your nature. I love you. I love you.
I love you.